good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Wednesday, August 23rd, 2023, 9:07 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock area. Taking a look at some news through the Red Rock listening area. Mancos school leadership talked about goals and looked at the start of the school year in a report to the Cortez Journal, reported by Bailey Duran, new elementary principal for Mancos. Seth Levine expressed excitement about new initiatives, a bunch of new resources. Levine detailed his excitement for the new school year and spoke about various ways the elementary school is working to boost student learning engagement in core classes such as English and math. Also, in the story, had an update on the preschool, learning through play, and secondary school, looking to see how project-based learning initiatives continue improving post-COVID. That's Ed Werntner reporting on, of the Mancos Secondary School. So, again, the Cortez Journal with a look at the start of the school year for the Mancos School District. Of course, we are in the start of school throughout the Red Rock country. Lots of different students getting to school, getting their new school year started, an exciting time of year. And, you know, a reminder, too, for those on the road, obviously, you're listening to 92.7. You may be driving around. Be careful in the morning and early afternoon. You know, a lot of these kids excited to go to and from school maybe aren't looking both ways when they cross the street. Be sure to, observe slower speed limits near schools, and also be sure to just be careful as you're driving around in those early morning and early afternoon hours. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. Times Independent reporting on Department of Public Safety for the state of Utah is doing a little extra work as they are expecting an increase in DUI enforcement through September 4th. During that time, over 180 extra DUI shifts are being worked by 25 different Utah law enforcement agencies statewide. So the Department of Public Safety urging Utahns to drive sober, especially during busy holiday weekends. In 2022, there were 10,400 DUI arrests in Utah, an average of 28.5 arrests per day. So far in 2023, there have been 573 alcohol or drug-related crashes and 51 alcohol and or drug-related fatalities on Utah roads. So please, please, drive sober. Get a designated driver. It's something Utah Department of Public Safety working heavy on, and they'll be having extra shifts, especially coming up through Labor Day weekend. Good news there. Keep the roads safe. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Got a lot of local news and happenings in the Red Rock listening area. Of course, joining us, as he does every morning, San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Doing great.
Good deal. Did you get a haircut?
I'm going to get a haircut.
Oh, okay.
Did you get a haircut?
I trimmed my beard this last night, so I guess I did.
Scintillating radio this morning.
Yeah, folks listening to the radio, they probably can tell. So they were probably hoping I'd ask if Bill got a haircut because I can see him. No, obviously not. We're just catching up though. So
yeah.
Normally Bill and I will catch up a little more offline before the show, but
not this morning. No. We're scrambling around here this morning.
Yep, that's right. It's Wednesday, which of course means there's a latest edition of the San Juan Record available now, and we're working to get it out the door. Bill will be previewing the latest edition here coming up after a break. We'll take that break now and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
Learn Learn from the best at USU Blanding this August and earn your construction technology and management certificate. Real-world hands-on projects and expert instruction will prepare you for a successful career in the industry. Gain valuable experience with industry professionals and build a strong foundation for your future. Limited seats available, so act now. Call 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to start your journey.
Parents are a child's first and most important teachers, but parenting doesn't come with a manual. Do you ever wish you had an expert who could come to your house and help you figure it out? Early Intervention provides services to children who are showing developmental delay or have a condition linked with developmental delay like Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, or autism. 85% of brain development occurs before age 3, a perfect window of time to make a lasting impact. Every child born in our community deserves a strong start in life. To refer a child in San Juan County, call 435-375-3663 or visit rootforkids.org.
It's the end of summer sale going on right now at Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Come check out the deals on pools and summer clothing. Plus, get everything you need for hunting season with huge savings on ammo, gun cases, targets, earplugs, and much more. Close out your summer right at the Walker Drug End of Summer Sale. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, right next to Walker's True Value.
Visitor impact is one of the leading threats to Bears Ears National Monument. Visit With Respect volunteer ambassadors serve as a friendly presence in the Bears Ears region and encourage visitors to visit with respect. Now you can learn how to educate visitors to respectfully and responsibly interact with the land. Join us for a one-day training session on Saturday, September 9th from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Bears Ears Education Center in Bluff. Learn more at bearsearspartnership.org or call 435 414-0343 extension 711. It's within our power to protect and preserve sacred landscapes.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's August 23rd, Wednesday morning, 9:15 a.m. Wednesday, of course, means the latest edition of the San Juan Record is available now. Bill Boyle, editor of the San Juan Record.
Yeah, we've got the paper out. It's chock full of lots of information, our main story, and this is a big story. The new Blanding Elementary School is on a fast track for new construction. The school district is pursuing, for a number of reasons, they're pursuing fast track on this and want to break ground by the end of the school year. It'll be about a year and a half, 2 years of construction. But Blanding Elementary School, by far the largest school in the San Juan School District, the most diverse school, that's going to be quite an endeavor. In fact, the price tag on it is right now an estimated $47 million for this new school. And that's one of the reasons they want to fast track it. They say for every six-month delay on construction, it adds $2 million to the price tag. So with construction costs and with some state money for rural schools that they hope to be able to tap into to avoid property tax debt, the school district's moving forward. We've got a good story on that. August 9th meeting of the school board, they discussed it, and there's really a lot of good information in that story. It's the bow hunt opened last week, and we've got a really nice picture. A photo on the front page on our photo of the week by Dan Davidson. He lives part-time here in San Juan County, and he's the mule deer whisperer. He has so many awesome photos, and our front page photo is of two enormous bucks in the Abajos. The town of Bluff considered a request for a disconnect of almost 10,000 acres of land within Bluff town boundaries in a meeting last week, and we've got a large story there with a lot of detail as Bluff, the newest town in San Juan County and the oldest settlement in San Juan County, grapples with their future. And anyway, David, you wrote that story and did a great job with that. We have a felony court report that we always have once a month in Bluff. They're seeking some artists to paint murals on the side of a building. We got a nice ad about that. And then the Bluff Arts Festival is coming up in October, and they are seeking artists and other creative skilled people to for the art market that will take place as a part of the Arts Festival. Our columnists that we have, Mary Palmer in Notes from Westwater, has a great story about the Parowan Gap. It's a really cool rock art area over in Southwest Utah. And Northern News, Maxine Dieter, who's written for us for many years, has a good story on the food truck. It's made its home in LaSalle, but it shows up in other communities every once in a while. Sounds pretty good to me. Our high school sports season, we're in full bloom now, and have stories as a result of that. Our front page on our B section has a photo of the always spectacular Monument Valley High School football field, where the Whitehorse Raiders and Monument Valley Cougars faced off last Friday in the Battle of the Drum, and Donald Mose sent a photo of a sunset over Monument Valley on the football field that'll just bring a tear to your eye. It's beautiful.
Great photo.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Monticello opened their season with a victory over St. Joseph Catholic High School. Monument Valley and Whitehorse faced off. It was 40-6 win for the Cougars for the Raiders over the Cougars. Whitehorse won that game. And then, of course, the San Juan Broncos extended their state longest winning streak with a dominating win, 40-6, over Juan Diego Catholic High School in Salt Lake City. So we've also have cross-country season started last week, and we've got good stories about the San Juan and Monticello cross-country teams. Our Monument Valley story includes an interview with Monument Valley head coach Brad Upshaw with his predictions of what's going to happen on the season and what his approach is to things. So anyway, the sports section is a great section. We have a review of the Canyon Smokehouse, food critics review. Mary Kokenauer went to the Smokehouse, Bluff's newest restaurant, and man, it sounds good. I think I want to have dinner down in Bluff at the Canyon Smokehouse. We have two obituaries in the paper this week. Mike Ryan passed away and have his obituary, and Christian Sherrill, originally from Blanding. Anyway, there's a lot in the paper. We've also got the sports schedule, the fall sports schedules for Monument Valley and Whitehorse High School. So that's football, volleyball, cross country. It's on the back page. It really looks good on a refrigerator, and you keep track of how your team's doing or what's coming up. But it's all in the San Juan Record.
Very good. Yeah, another chock full edition, 16 pages. It's available now to subscribers online at sjrnews.com. Should be out at newsstands and post office boxes in the next coming hours and days in the Red Rock area. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. Navajo Police Department in Shiprock have listed a missing person report for Valcinda Marie Madman. This is in the Kayenta District. 26-year-old woman listed at 5'9", last seen wearing a green tank top and black pants. She also has a tattoo of a rose on her back and a scar on her left hip. If you've seen Valcinda Marie Madman, they ask you to call the Kayenta District at 928-697-5600, 928-697-5600. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we also have funeral notices and memorial services in the Red Rock listening area.
Yeah, there'll be funeral services tomorrow at 10 a.m. for Corrine D. Porter. That will be held at St. Margaret Mary Catholic Church in Cortez. This just came across. It's been on social media, but they've got all the details now. Funeral services for legendary coach Kenneth Lee Soper begin at 10 a.m. on Friday at the Dove Creek High School Gymnasium. Visitation tomorrow from 5 to 7 at Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez. And then you can join the family after the interment at the Dolores County Fairgrounds to share meals, story, and camaraderie. Coach Soper coached for 46 years, football coach in Dove Creek, is in the National Coaches Hall of Fame, and has the second most wins in Colorado football history. Legendary man, legendary coach. He started in 1960 and coached for 46 years. Graveside services for Christian Sherrill begin at 1 p.m. on Friday at the Blanding City Cemetery. And graveside services for Michael Norman Ryan begin at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning at the West Summit Cemetery. Mike passed away on August 15th at the age of 58. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Take another break and be right back.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Small or medium-sized business owner? Then you know the value of reliable IT support. Introducing Cinch IT, your ally in tech operations. We handle every IT challenge, from unresponsive computers to faulty printers. We also safeguard against cyber threats with our advanced cybersecurity services. Starting with a comprehensive audit, we help secure your tech operations. Ready to upgrade your IT experience? Connect with Cinch IT today. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or visit cinchit.com. Cinch IT, your IT sidekick.
River Canyon Wirelesses strive to provide the best internet experience and service in the area for almost 15 years. With River Canyon Wireless, a friendly live representative is just a phone call away. They'll help you in a timely manner and always tell you the truth about the network. River Canyon Wireless Broadband Internet starts at $39.99 a month with no long-term contracts. Free router replacement with username and password recovery. Sign up now at rivercanyonwireless.com or call 435-259-8319.
After 30 years of thrills, Ute Mountain Casino Hotel is still your lucky place. Check out our new Summit Slot Room and Sportsbook. Get in the action with the area's largest bingo room. From slots, blackjack, roulette, and poker, we're still your place to play and win. Ute Mountain Casino Hotel is still the one.
Join Red Rock 92 and the San Juan Record for the first ever Founders Golf Tournament, Saturday, September 2nd at the beautiful Hideout Golf Course in Monticello. The tournament honors the remarkable community-wide effort that brought the game of golf to Monticello and raises funds for improvements at the Hideouts. It's a four-man scramble starting at 9 a.m., $280 per team, and lunch is provided. The Hideout Golf Course is the number one public course in Utah and 35th in the nation as ranked by Golf Week magazine. Come see it for yourself at the Founders Golf Tournament, Saturday, September 2nd in Monticello.
A very happy summer from Moab Heat and Cool, where our motto is Bryant, whatever it takes. Working with Bryant Cooling is what we're best at, but Moab Heat and Cool also services swamp coolers and other AC units. Bryant's whatever it takes means Moab Heat and Cool should be the first call for service and repair now. Call Moab Heat and Cool for all your plumbing needs too. Moab Heat and Cool, and now plumbing is your Bryant dealer, and a Bryant dealer does whatever it takes.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's 9:26 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Again, it's a Wednesday, August 23rd.
Yeah, August 23rd is National Cuban Sandwich Day. I didn't have a Cuban sandwich until relatively recently. That's a great sandwich.
I'm not. I don't like mustard enough.
No, but if you get the right mustard, it's got to be the right mustard. Yeah. But it's just magic. When you get the right mustard, ham, cheese, pork, mustard. So, today's National Cuban Sandwich Day. Who in the Red Rock listening area makes a good Cuban sandwich? Let us know. We'll help get the word out.
I would bet. I mean, I just know because I have a sandwich in the name, but Once Upon a Sandwich in Cortez, I bet they may have a Cuban.
Man, I'm hungry for a Cuban sandwich.
All right, maybe.
So, Cortez, Moab, Monticello Blanding, anyone sell a Cuban?
All right, let Mancos, Bill know.
Dove Creek, Norwood, Naterita, Nucla, Shiprock, Toyoak, Mexican Hat, Kayenta, Green River, Bluff, Hesperus.
Man.
Give us a call.
Bill is dying for a Cuban sandwich.
Yeah, it's National Cuban Sandwich Day. There's got to be a Cuban sandwich out there somewhere. And if not in our celestial
listening area, Bill will go anywhere.
Yeah, any streamers at redrock92.com, let us know. So, National Cuban Sandwich Day. Historically, today, August 23rd, 1305, Scottish leader William Wallace was executed for treason. Our next historical event was a little bit sooner, August 23rd, 1983, 40 years ago today. The number one song was Every Breath You Take by The Police. It's kind of a creepy stalker song. But
yeah, but it's got some nice music.
That was a number one song for most of the summer in 1983. Back in July, it was the number one song. So that was quite a song. On this day in 2011, Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi was killed after he was taken into custody in the city of Kirt. He ran Libya for 40 years. Birthdays today. These are two sad ones to start. Basketball legend Kobe Bryant was born today in 1978. And actor River Phoenix was born on August 23rd, 1970. They were two talents who died too soon. Musician Rick Springfield was born today in 1949. He's 74 years old. I wonder if he's still obsessing over Jesse's girl.
Yeah, he's got to move on if that's the case.
Well, she was really something. I've listened to that song 100 times.
Yeah.
I recently heard a song written from her perspective, and it's called Jesse's Creepy Friend.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's awesome. He also performed I've Done Everything for You, Don't Talk to Strangers, Affair of the Heart, Love Somebody. Happy birthday, Rick Springfield. Actress Shelley Long is 74 years old today. She was Diane Chambers in Cheers. And Barbara Eden is 92 years old today. She played Jeannie in I Dream of Jeannie. Keith Moon, drummer for The Who, was born today in 1946. He died in 1980. Local birthday shout-outs today to Ryan Bailey, Jamie Holly, and Corey Blue Young. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call. She can do wonders for you at 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Of course, it's summer, which means we've got 101 Ways to Experience San Juan County, Utah. That's a publication of the San Juan Record with the San Juan Chamber of Commerce. Taking a look at the list, we've got quite a few. Number 42 on the list is stargazing. The lack of metropolitan hustle and bustle makes San Juan County dark and quiet at night. It's a good backdrop, perfect canvas for the countless stars. Lay down on a grassy field with a blanket and stare at the constellations. Of course, the Canyon Country Discovery Center in Monticello and the National Monuments host a number of dark sky events in the summer. Speaking of that, highlighting advertisers in the 101, including Wagon Wheel Pizza in Monticello, 156 South Main in Monticello, Tuesday through Saturday, 2 to 8 p.m., dine in or dine out, closed Sunday and Monday. Again, pizza, salad, sandwiches, Wagon Wheel in Monticello, good place to get some food. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. And, of course, as part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's right, job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that, and we'll be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times throughout the day every day.
The Element, Moab's 4-star hotel, is currently looking to hire employees. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant. Please come into the Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find a great job at the Element.
Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including clinical nurse manager, operating room registered nurse, dialysis registered nurse, and registered nurse. Also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers.
San Juan School District has openings for a number of paraprofessional positions in their elementary and secondary schools. To qualify, you need to have an associate's degree or provide proof that you've completed 48 college credit hours or take and pass the ParaPro assessment. For more information, contact the SJSD Human Resource Office at 435-678-1215 or visit us at sjsd.org.
Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Lisbon Valley Mining Company is looking for dedicated employees to join their expanding workforce, offering competitive wages ranging from $25 to $45 an hour with an impressive benefits package and opportunities for advancement. Positions include heavy equipment mechanics, heavy equipment operators, EW harvest technician, and leach pad laborers. To apply, email a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com, learn more at lisbonmine.com, or call 435-686-9950. Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies and only a few weeks until the school year starts. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour and a $500 sign-on bonus. Enjoy worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com.
Listen every day to the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. Participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable, real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 420 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. It was a barn burner between Dove Creek and Mancos last night on the Mancos volleyball court. The Blue Jays topped the Bulldogs 3-2 in their opening match of the season. It was Dove Creek's first loss this year, they're 4-1. Grand County beat Green River in 4 sets in Moab. The Montezuma Cortez softball team shellacked Durango 16-3. And the San Juan girls soccer team opened their season with a tough loss at Parowan. Quiet day today. Sports action resumes tomorrow with the Dolores volleyball team visiting Norwood, San Juan volleyball at Valley, and the San Juan girls soccer team hosting Beaver. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Wednesday, August 23rd, 2023. 9:40 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. And let's take a look at the regional sports report now. Our two Major League Baseball teams in action, including the Colorado Rockies. They are 48-77, another loss yesterday to the Tampa Bay Rays. They're in Tampa today, 4:40 p.m. is the opening pitch. Diamondbacks, meanwhile, they are now second in the NL West, moved past the San Francisco Giants, and they're now still 11.5 games back from the Dodgers. But Diamondbacks' record of 66-61, they got a win yesterday versus the Texas Rangers. Today they are home again in Phoenix hosting the Cincinnati Reds. 7:40 p.m. is that opening pitch. So, Arizona Diamondbacks looking to make the postseason. Be exciting for Arizona fans to see that. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report and with it this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday.